Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski. On today's program, I am joined for my Friday chamber chat by Jim Russell, the sculptor for the newest streetscape sculpture in downtown Perry, and chamber director Lindsay Pasuti. So Jim and Lindsay, thank you both for joining me today.
Thanks for having.
So Jim, we will start with you. We are talking about Speed Train. So first of all, how did you get involved with this project? Because you were not the sculptor for the first two streetscape sculptures, correct?
That is correct. I came into this project a little bit late in the game. They had already identified what they wanted to produce in terms of the theme for the sculpture. Another artist by the name of John Brommel had done two previous sculptures for their streetscapes. One was the Iowa Girl and the other was Board of Fire. Those two sculptures were themed much like the one that I just finished, and then a fourth sculpture that's yet to come in November that really ultimately were designed to pay tribute to the growth and the process and some vital and incremental parts of Perry's history. This particular one that I'm involved in now is the train theme. I'll back up a minute. John Brommel has decided to retire from his artwork and pursue other things in his life, and that left an opening for the last two sculptures to be produced. I was introduced by John to Jenny Eklund and Mary Rose Nichols. We had some discussions about the theme. We had some negotiations. I set some design processes in motion, and with their help and some historical background that I gained about the Hiawatha train, the Milwaukee Road train system, we came to terms with a design and a scheme to put this sculpture together, set about the wheels in motion, and put it together pretty quickly.
All right, so tell us a little bit more about the sculpture. It's called Speed Train. It's actually already installed over there on First and Willis. Tell us about what it's made of and how you created it.
The train is, for the most part, metal. There are some plastic components and some glass accents. The foundation is welded steel. The train itself, most of the detail is welded aluminum. There's some aluminum sheet metal and a lot of traditional bar stock that has been manipulated in ways to shape it and create forms that define the detail of the train sculpture. What we tried to do was to create a reasonable facsimile in about a 2/3 scale of the original train engine and roughly the first 20% of the engine itself. The thrust was to be reasonably literal, but add some abstraction where it was necessary, attempting to key on some of the most vital elements and most recognizable components of the train itself.
How long did it take you to make it from design to completion?
Just under 3 months, with the first month dedicated mostly to the design and the engineering, and the last 2 months really to the actual construction.
Okay. Now, anyone who has seen the first two streetscape sculptures can tell you that at night they become completely different sculptures. Is that going to be the same with Speed Train? Is it going to be lit at night?
There will be night lighting, but I don't think that the change will be quite so dramatic. That really wasn't the thrust in this case. We were able to light a couple of the different components, you know, just like a train headlight that will glow. There will be side lanterns that will glow. We changed the colors around a little bit because we were warned not to compete with the stoplight system in the area. So we put blue lights on the lanterns as opposed to yellow and the traditional red. But for the most part, the lighting is at ground level and just casts an uplight around the perimeter of the front end of the train.
All right. Well, anything else about Speed Train that you'd like to let our listeners know about?
You know, it was a great piece. It ended up being a labor of love for me. And like so many young boys, you know, my father bought me a train set when I was a kid. I've still got the old American Flyer and played with my friends' Lionels and all those sorts of great things. And then through the years, built on it. And it seems like as I've grown as a younger man and now an adult, I always lived near active rail lines. And so I've, for some reason, have always had a fondness. And so on one level, this project was kind of ready-made for me. It was kind of a dream come true. I was able to sort of fulfill what grew from my childhood in terms of dreamscape and now finally be able to see those dreams manifest into something larger and on a more grand scale. So it's been very rewarding.
All right. Well, now let's bring in Lindsay Pasuti, the Perry Chamber of Commerce Director. First of all, let's continue this talk about Speed Train and the unveiling of it. The event for that is going to be happening this Monday, correct?
Yes, that is true. And one thing that I wanted to mention is that this is not our typical guest in terms of these chamber chats, but I really wanted to touch on that this is a really exciting project. It enhances the vibrancy of our community by showcasing various elements of Perry's history and then really embracing the arts that tell that story. So we're not showcasing a particular member at this point, but overall these projects we're really excited to show our support, maybe not monetarily, but by being partners in the process so that we can help promote this kind of thing because it benefits us all in terms of the overall image of Perry and how we're working together as a community. So as far as the actual dedication of the sculpture, we're happy to spread the word on that ribbon cutting as well. So as you mentioned, Monday, July 9th, 7 to 9 p.m., of course, near the sculpture. But some really exciting things, some of our chamber member businesses in particular are really supporting this unveiling. So the first 60 guests will be offered a free taco from L Train and also receive a complimentary glass of wine from the Hotel Patty. And then a guest from outside of Perry, the Outside Scoop ice cream truck. Again, the first 60 guests a part of this unveiling will get a free single dip ice cream cone. So really, not just we're all getting together and cutting the ribbon, but we're really celebrating this and encouraging people to come out and celebrate it and understand what the sculpture is about as we hear from the artists and partners so that, you know, we can all help spread the word and share that story and know what these sculptures represent and really be proud that they're here in our downtown district in particular.
For sure. Of course, what I took away from that is get there early. Free taco, free ice cream.
Yes, first 60. So I don't know how many we're expecting, but first 60 should definitely get a treat there.
All right. Well, now moving on to more chamber-centric events upcoming here. A week from today, we have the next Chamber Coffee.
Yeah, so just like every month, the second Friday, Friday the 13th, this time around, we will have our chamber coffee at the Hotel Patty. Of course, it's an opportunity for our host business to share new things going on. So I think there's always some tweaks with the menu that Aaron's excited to share with our business members and community members. And then also just that general networking to be in the same room as fellow business members to see what's going on and share what's happening in town.
All right. Now, following that, later in July, that's Friday Fest this year. What can you tell me about this event?
Yeah, so over the years, we did have more Friday Fests in various months and things like that. But this year, we did opt for July 20th. So kind of right on the heels of 4th of July, we're going to continue that summer fun with Friday Fest, July 20th, of course, on a Friday. And things will kick off 6:30 at the park. This year's entertainment is Ruckus, so a very popular local favorite. Inflatables, so very kid-friendly. Bring your own basket with goodies, food, drinks. But then also there will be vendors as well to have more of a variety of options for that to really make it an evening event to come out and enjoy community and fun.
All right. Well, we will talk more about that next week, I am sure. Anything else that you would like to let our listeners know about today?
I think we covered a lot of bases here today.
All right. Well, Lindsay Pasuti, thank you so much. And Jim Russell as well. Thank you both for joining me. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Thanks for having us.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Jim Russell and Lindsay Pasuti. You can find this program at raccoonvalleyradio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.